Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The Eagles are at the podium, and it is franchise quarterback day here on Bleeding Green Nation, brought to you, of course, by the fine folks at SB Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Kist NFL, that's K-I-S-T, and of course, follow all my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. If you're not following yet, smash the follow button for the BGN Radio Twitter account, that's at BGN underscore radio. That will help you stay updated on new shows dropping in your feed and also plans for upcoming shows. As I alluded to at the top, today's show is going to be about Carson Wentz. But first, there is an update on the Malcolm Jenkins situation as we enter mandatory minicamps. He has reported to the NovaCare Complex for mandatory minicamp. That's great news. And on Monday afternoon, he spoke with 6ABC's Sherry Williams saying, quote, "I'm really excited to be back with the team. Contract situations are always a part of the business that need to be addressed. The next few days, I'm going to focus solely on football and helping my team win a championship." Unquote. Williams also tweeted out earlier today an update on the contract situation with Jenkins, saying, quote, "Source with direct knowledge tells me Malcolm Jenkins will be at mandatory minicamp on Tuesday." This is, of course, before the other news broke. "No changes to current deal, but talks ongoing with Eagles and heading in a direction that now has him committed to attend," unquote. So that is also encouraging news. We'll have more on the Malcolm Jenkins situation as it unfolds, but I don't think you'll find many voices arguing against paying Malcolm Jenkins here at BGN, considering what he means to this team from a talent and a leadership perspective. Moving on to the main focus of the show, which is Carson Wentz talking with the media for the first time since his big payday. We discussed Carson's four-year, $128 million contract extension last week on the Kist and Solak Show 98. Also, we got some thoughts from BLG on BGN Radio episode 58. This is what BLG had to say about the extension.
And Carson Wentz is a guy who you've seen his upside. I mean, this is what it comes down to for me. Can the Eagles be in position to win a Super Bowl with Carson Wentz? The answer is yes. Like, we've seen it. We literally saw it happen. Now, Carson Wentz didn't finish the job himself. I get it. And he needs to prove he can do that. But we know for a fact that Carson Wentz can play well enough to where he puts the Eagles in very good position to be able to win the Super Bowl. And that is the goal. So we know that. We know the upside is there. We also know his character. This isn't a guy who's going to go out and get in trouble or do something stupid. And even though there were the locker room concerns, and that's something Carson Wentz admitted, to his credit. And I think even you look at his willingness to kind of work on himself, not only as a person in that regard, but also for him to go into this year, like, changing his diet and changing some of his routines, like, that shows you to me, like, this is a guy that is willing to work on things. And I think that's ultimately why the Eagles drafted this guy. The Eagles didn't draft Carson Wentz and trade up for him at number two because they thought he was perfect and he had no flaws, because that player doesn't exist. There's always players that have flaws. They saw a guy that had flaws and they said, okay, I know because of this guy's mental makeup and how he's wired, I am comfortable betting on him to fix those things. And that's what it comes down to, I think, ultimately, not only with drafting him, but the contract extension here. It's like, this is a guy who has some issues, but the upside is worth it. Like, it justifies the risk. And that's absolutely how I feel about it. So to me, it's a pretty good bet.
So that was BLG from BGN Radio 58 giving his thoughts. That show also has a ton of talk about Joe Douglas, his move to the New York Jets to become their general manager. Make sure you check that out and subscribe to Bleeding Green Nation on whichever app you're using. Leave 5 stars, leave a review. All right, gentle listener, let's get to the reason that you're here with us today. First up is Jeffrey Lurie with his opening statement, followed by Carson. They're both at the podium. Let's not wait around any longer. Let's go to that right now.
Okay, everybody ready? Thanks for coming out today. I couldn't be more pleased that Carson's going to be our quarterback for many more years. Goes without saying what we think of Carson. It started on day one when we first met in Fargo a long time ago, and not that long ago, actually. And incredibly impressive from day one, and every moment he's been with us at the Eagles, it's just reinforced everything we expected and much more from those days, whether it's leadership, poise, the desire to be really, really good, if not great, attention to detail, smart, face of the franchise in so many ways. It's how you draw it up. I said that, I think, in March. It's how you draw it up. And our goals are, you know, to win really big. And to do that at its best, you have a quarterback who wants it really badly. And Carson, in every way, wants it badly. So just really happy here to welcome all of you and congratulate Carson. And it's a great day for the Eagles. Come on up, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank the good Lord for this opportunity, this blessing. It's pretty surreal. I'm still kind of sinking in a little bit. I want to thank my amazing wife for supporting me through the ups and downs and all the rigors that a season brings and really everything that comes with it. I want to thank Jeffrey. I want to thank Howie, Coach Peterson, this entire organization. For believing in me from the moment, you know, they traded up to get me, they saw something special in me, and that means a lot. And at the same time, I saw something special in this place. I could see the chemistry. I could see the culture and the makeup from the moment I came here on my visit before the draft even. I knew there's something different here. I knew there's something special, and we were able to accomplish something special just a couple years ago. And it's been quite the ride for these couple years, but I'm really excited about what the future brings. My teammates make this place amazing. You know, we have guys come in and out each year, but the culture never changes, and the guys are a big reason why we have something special here. So by no means is the work done. We're just getting started, and we're really excited about this season. But I couldn't be more excited to be a part of the city. I love everything about this city. The fan base is amazing. You know, it's truly special to run out in that link on Sundays and see those fans and just the passion they bring. You know, I've said it probably sound like a broken record up to this point, but I don't think this culture of this city could fit me any better. Just with the passion that they bring and how bad they want to win, and I'm wired the same way. So extremely thrilled to be here for quite a while now, and just excited for it.
Carson, why agree to a contract extension right now?
Yeah, you know, it was something I think both sides wanted to get done. You know, I knew this, I wanted this to be home for a long time, and ever since being drafted, it's felt like home. And so as soon as we found something that was a win-win and really a fair opportunity, I jumped at it just because, like I said, I want to I love this place. I love this place. I want to be here for a while, so I feel like it was a good time.
Carson, you've mentioned that the past 2 years haven't always been unique challenges. I know you lean on your faith, but who are some of the people behind the scenes who you've kind of leaned on to get you to this point?
Yeah, like I mentioned, my wife has been amazing. You know, my parents, my older brother, family, teammates. It's been, like I said, I have such an amazing group of people in my life, both in the locker room and at home and everywhere else that I can always just lean on. And like you said, my faith has always been number one. So the good, the bad, the ugly, it doesn't matter. I always have trust and faith in the Lord first and foremost. And yeah.
Carson, the understanding that I have heard from a couple of people is this is a really complex deal with how it's structured and all this stuff because of the end of the CBA and some other things. How much did you dive into those details there? Because I know you like to get involved in everything.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a little bit here and there. Didn't really want to bog myself down with a ton of it. Obviously, still having OTAs and just really focused on that at the time. I kind of left that to my agents who do an amazing job. And, you know, I really think they got this thing dialed in, and I'm really excited about it.
Carson, along with this kind of deal comes a lot of pressure. The spotlight's going to be shining even brighter on you now. how difficult do you anticipate that being, and how ready are you for that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, I've said this in the past, and when you sign up to play this game, you're welcoming that pressure. You know, that's just part of it. No matter what's happened in the past, no matter what's expected of you in the future, there's always that pressure. So for me, that's not going to change how I prepare, how I focus, how I go out and compete every game. So you just kind of got to block it out a little bit, and just keep doing what you know how to do, and that's just keep getting better every single day. And like I said, I'll just the pressure is always going to be there, so never let it bog me down.
Carson, we've heard over the years athletes talk about when they get a contract like this, long that's very good for you, and that there's a monkey off their back, that there's pressure off their back, that they can focus on the job at hand. Do you see yourself becoming more focused playing quarterback?
You know, I never would really say see myself being more focused, just in the sense of I've come to work and attacked and approached every single day the same since I first got here. This obviously is just a step along the way, but my focus, everything, nothing's going to change. You know, I'm still going to be the same me. I'm going to be the same hardworking guy, blue collar guy, and that's never going to change. So to some extent, nothing's really going to change in that regard, and I'm just as hungry as ever.
Yeah, Carson, what do you remember about that first meeting in North Dakota that you had with the Eagles, and could you have envisioned that you'd be looking at 10 years living in Philadelphia, like when you left that meeting with the team?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely could see it then. You know, I just felt such a great connection with everybody that was there. You know, I thought the workout and all the meetings went great. And it was cool to see them come to Fargo and get them out of their comfort zone maybe a little bit. But as Mr. Leary's up here laughing, he remembers a little different. But, I remember meeting them for the first time and just – I felt a connection from the jump, and obviously a couple months later we realized that it was meant to be.
Sorry to interrupt our franchise quarterback, but we do have some bills to pay. We'll be back with more Wentz at the Podium right after this.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Carson, you know, we've talked about the ups and downs of the first 3 years. What do you look back on as the low point and the high point?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to reflect too much on a lot of that in the sense of I'm just excited about the future. You know, obviously, there's been a lot of things that have transpired over the last couple of years and to get us to this moment. But at the same time, we realize we have something special right now, something special for the future here. And this team is looking really good out there in OTAs and excited for mini camp. And we got a talented group that hopefully we can do something special again.
As a follow-up to the question on the timing, because I know how much you enjoy talking about specifics, at the start of the offseason, was this something you envisioned for this offseason? And did you consider waiting until after this year, perhaps after a full healthy season?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously, you know, just from discussions with my agent, a lot of different ways this thing could have went, and I kind of just pushed that to them and said, you guys do what you do. I have a lot of faith and a lot of trust in what they do and how they operate. And so obviously I was in the know and I wasn't completely out of the loop, but at the same time I didn't want to get too involved just because I wanted to focus on OTAs and where we're at here as a team, and I think it ended up working out as it's supposed to.
Carson, is this anything you could have envisioned, you know, in your wildest dreams when you're playing baseball and football back, you know, in North Dakota?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal. You know, just the, like you said, growing up in North Dakota, you don't see that a lot. Just, you know, then getting drafted, all of that and the emotions that came with that. And, you know, now signing this contract today, it's all been such a whirlwind, but it's such a blessing. You know, I believe that God put me here for a reason, put me in this city for a reason, and I'm going to make the most of it.
Carson, because the contract is pretty long in length, you're under contract now for 6 years, the salary cap will continue to rise, quarterbacks will continue to make more and more and more. If, you know, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, your contract is now kind of like below market, are you going to be happy, you know, playing on that?
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be in the city long term. You know, you can play the what-if game a million different ways. And I don't get too caught up in that. You know, we talked through it, we thought through it, you know, wanted to reach something that was fair both for me and my family, but also for this team, this organization, for the future. And I don't think I'll have any regrets. I'm really, really excited to be here and hopefully do something special for a while.
You know, Carson, you know, you signed a big deal. A lot of it is expected of you, but how do you guard against putting too much pressure on yourself?
That's a great question, and I think for me it always just goes back to my faith, just trusting that I'm here for a reason and that, you know, I'm not necessarily playing for anything other than the Lord first. You know, that's always been my punchline, my motto, audience of one, and I just can't lose sight of that. And if I don't lose sight of that, I know I'll be able to handle that pressure, whatever it may look like, because my pressure doesn't come from anybody but the Lord, and I know who he says that I am. So, yeah, I mean, I know that might be a cliche answer, but that's ultimately what my foundation is founded upon.
Hey, Carson. This season, with this deal especially, given the way the last 2 years have ended, every time you get up limping, every time there's any kind of anything physically, there's going to be such scrutiny on you. Do you think about that? And you know, you have to guard against maybe, you know, not telling them if you get dinged a little bit, or, you know, how do you factor in what's happened the last 2 years to how you go going forward?
Yeah, I mean, that's all, in my opinion, it's all behind me, you know, and I don't, like I just answered, you don't play the what if game too much, and really don't worry about what other people think, might say, all of that stuff. That's going to always be there. So, like I said, that's what you sign up for when you play this game, the scrutiny, the pressure, all those different things, and I'll never get caught up in that, and yeah, you know, I try not to sweat it.
Carson, how long a process was getting this contract done? I know you said that, you know, you weren't actively involved in all the talks and everything, but like, when did your agents first approach you about the Eagles, or you and the Eagles wanting to talk a deal?
I would say it was a couple months, something like that. And you know, I just, like I said, I tuned in with my agents and got connected and updated, you know, as they felt I needed to, and you know, just kind of let that all play out and sort itself out, and obviously we got it done.
And did you have like a deadline for when you wanted to get this done or post it? You
know? I did not. No. I just knew this is where I wanted to be, and once we found the common ground that we're all pretty excited about, made it happen.
Carson, a lot is made in this league about the quarterback-coach relationship. How important was it with your relationship with Doug and his ability to trust you and your teammates as far as factoring into this long-term decision?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, anytime an organization has shown this much faith and trust in me, it means a lot. And then just all the conversations I've had with Coach, it means a lot. You know, he's always had my back. He's always trusted me since the moment I got here. You know, I talked about that connection I felt with this organization even before the draft, him primarily. And just it's always been such a positive relationship with him. And the faith and the trust that he's instilled in me, it goes a long way. And I'm looking forward to continuing to build that relationship over the years.
We're going to have time for a couple more questions. We'll start with Jeff.
Carson, if you had not agreed to do it now, would the relationship with the Eagles factor into that? And that you didn't want to have anything that was contentious? And did anything factor in just having it not on your mind as you played in a season coming off those two injuries?
I'm a little confused on the question.
Well, the reason why you didn't do it, I mean, when you decided that you were going to sign it, but did you not want to put yourself in a situation where perhaps, you know, you'd have a contentious relationship with the Eagles?
Yeah,
beyond, I mean, this year,
I guess we never really viewed it as contentious. Obviously, both sides have always been, you know, they've wanted me here, I've wanted to be here. So it's been, it was just kind of fine tuning the details, you know, obviously, and finding that the common ground that we were both super excited about. And like I said, I let my agents handle all of that, and I by no means had a deadline, had a time frame. You know, I was just gonna, you know, let it see as it unfolded, and this seemed right for both sides, and couldn't be more excited about it.
Take one from Rube and then the last one from Zach.
You've said a couple times that you stayed away from the kind of the details of the negotiation. Why is that? I mean, a lot of people would be – I know a lot of guys in our locker room are really want to know every detail of their contracts and are really involved in that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess first and foremost, I trust my agents a lot. You know, I know they have a lot of experience and quite the track record in doing these things. So I trust them a lot. And obviously, I wasn't by any means oblivious to what was going on. And as we got closer here to the end, obviously, I got more and more of the details to you know, ultimately make the final decisions and stuff. But again, it just comes down to trusting those guys and getting us to that right area and then kind of diving in at that point.
Thanks, Carson. The news came out about 7:30 on Thursday night. How did you spend Thursday night and the weekend thereafter?
Yeah, I was with my wife. Just with my wife, celebrating a little bit, hanging out the way it should be. Thanks, guys.
BGN.